From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, September 2nd. A Butte County resident was recently killed by a West Nile virus infection. NSPR's Eric Adams says the Department of Public Health wants people to stay cautious.
People can get West Nile virus after being bitten by an infected mosquito. Most people who get the virus won't feel sick at all. About 20% will experience flu-like symptoms that are treatable, but a rare few will end up with severe symptoms. That happens with less than 1% of all cases. Lisa Almaguer is with Butte County Public Health.
This typically includes neurological symptoms that can be encephalitis or meningitis or other nerve-related symptoms. They typically end up in the hospital and sometimes will succumb to their illness, as the person did in this case.
The department still wants residents to help prevent new cases. Almaguer says the best way to avoid the virus is to stay clear of mosquitoes by staying inside at dawn and dusk and by dumping any source of standing water where mosquitoes breed.
Thousands of them can breed in just a small capful of water. So make sure that you just do a surveillance of your property and get rid of that standing water.
Almaguer says people over 50 and people with underlying health conditions like diabetes or hypertension are more at risk. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, wildfire mitigation strategies like home hardening and creating defensible space buffers are paying dividends. Researchers from UC Berkeley looked into some of California's most destructive wildfires, including the 2018 campfire, and found those efforts made a difference. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports.
The study found that using things like fire-resistant siding, amber-proof attic vents, and double-pane windows significantly increases a home's survivability. Creating buffer zones around structures provides even more protection. They looked at five of California's most destructive wildfires that burned between 2017 and 2020. Using advanced simulation tools fed with data collected by Cal Fire, the researchers determined that these mitigation strategies can reduce a fire's destructive potential by as much as 50%. Just creating a 5-foot buffer around homes reduced losses by 17%. California has adopted strict defensible space requirements, and some local ordinances are even stricter. Now there's quantifiable evidence that those efforts are paying off. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And a Chico State biology professor has lost his appeal to overturn a 2-year-old restraining order. An internal investigation found David Statshera had threatened violence against two female colleagues who had accused him of inappropriate sexual behavior with a student. According to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record, Statshera resigned from the university last year to avoid being fired. He'd already dropped other appeals, but sought to have the restraining order removed. Also, just over a year after Governor Gavin Newsom's executive order to clean up homeless encampments, he's announcing a task force to remove more of them. Newsom says the State Action for Facilitation on Encampments, or SAFE, will remove encampments on state property and help connect people with supportive services and shelter. The task force will be made up of experts and officials from across state agencies, including Cal OES, Health and Human Services, and the CHP. Operations throughout the state will begin within the next 30 days in California's 10 most populous cities, including Sacramento, San Francisco, and Oakland. Additionally, California energy regulators last week put the brakes on plans requiring oil companies to pay a penalty if their profits are too high. It's a temporary win for the fossil fuel industry 2 years after Governor Gavin Newsom declared the state had, quote, finally beat big oil, end quote. The California Energy Commission postponed the penalty until 2030. It has power to implement a penalty, but hasn't since it was given the authority in 2023. The commission says the state isn't walking back its efforts to wean itself off fossil fuels, but needs to prioritize protecting consumers at the gas pump. Also, dozens of bills were quietly set aside last week at the state capitol. Lawmakers placed nearly 200 proposals on hold in what's called the suspense file, meaning they won't move forward this year. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala reports.
One of the bills placed on hold would have created a grant program to bring fresh, healthy food to neighborhoods known as food deserts. Another aimed to give state officials access to crash data from cars with advanced driver assistance systems. A third would have required the state to track how much energy large data centers are using. And even comedian Jay Leno's best efforts couldn't prevent lawmakers from stopping Leno's Law, a bill that would have exempted classic cars from state smog checks. Bills that cost $50,000 or more receive extra scrutiny and are at risk of being held by the appropriations committees in the legislature. There's often little explanation for why they're held and no public input in the suspense file hearings. Gerardo Zavala, CAP Radio News.
And finally, California officials have awarded millions of dollars for habitat and restoration projects statewide, including four in Northern California. The Wildlife Conservation Board approved almost $22 million in grants this week. Over $3.5 million will go to the Truckee River Watershed Council in Nevada County to restore over 2,500 acres of forest. It'll also support environmental planning for another 1,200 acres to protect habitat for the last Lahontan cutthroat trout populations in the state. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife got almost $2 million to protect 128 acres of nut orchards along the Sacramento River in Glen County. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, September 2nd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.